Bank of Cardiff.
Nicole?
This is Nicole.
Nicole, Brian Crowley speaking. We spoke earlier today.
Yeah. Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing well. Have you got a moment? I'd like to...
I do.
I have some thoughts on your terms.
Sure.
After speaking with my associates.
Okay.
It doesn't really work for us the way you've structured it, and I'm wondering where, if any, have you flexibility or not. So I'm trying to see if we can come to an arrangement or not.
Okay.
So let me just share what our preference would be, and then
sure.
You can tell me what you think you could do.
Okay.
A couple of things. The first payment we would like to go out, let me back up. The option of a daily versus weekly payment, we
mm-hmm.
prefer weekly. I don't know if that's non-negotiable for you. We would prefer weekly as opposed to daily.
I will
because,
ask.
Mm-hmm.
I will ask on that one. We do a weekly. I don't know if they'll approve it on this one, but I will ask for you.
Okay.
Okay.
And if that was the case,
uh-huh.
Our preference would be to take this loan down at close to the end of the month, and then have a period before we make the first payment, which would be a 2-week period as opposed to a 1-week period. That would be our preference.
Okay.
And on the early term rate, we talked about a 12-month term.
Yeah.
But you said, you could have an option to renew the loan after 6 months. I'd like to be able to renew the 12-month term at 3 months if possible, just to have that flexibility in it if I needed it. Obviously, I didn't want to do a 6-month term because that would throw me over a monthly payment amount I don't want to be at. So that would be my request to...
Okay.
Reduce that payment term. And then if we got to that point where we paid it off early or renewed the loan,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to know if you could do better on the percent, because that's still going to kill us.
Okay. So this is what I think. I can request the weekly. Extending it out a few weeks, that I cannot do. In terms of being able to renew it early, what I would suggest is possibly doing the 9-month term. So that means in four and a half months, what they'll do is they'll reevaluate, and what they're looking at, again, is cash flow. So at that point, if your cash flow is up, then they would consider doing the early renewal for you.
I don't need you then. That's the based on my financials, I won't need it. Let me just tell you what my core objective is. I want to keep my payments under $10,500 a month if I can, which is the 12-month
okay.
term.
Oh, it's the 12-month term. Okay.
Yeah. But what I want to, if I need additional money within 3 months,
mm-hmm.
I will have strong receivables in the 2 months prior to that.
Right.
And I want to be able to renew at that stage. At 4.5 months, it won't matter to me. I won't need you.
So 3 months is kind of the key number. Okay, so this is what they'll do.
I'm trying to have the option. I'd like to have the option to, renew the loan if I need more cash at that time, at a sooner space. That's kind of
so
what I'm looking
for. We have options to get you additional funding. It's going to be based off what the revenue looks like at that point. So
right.
If you anticipate all this revenue coming in and they take a look, then they say, you know what? They can afford additional funding early and can afford the payment. It's all relative, right? But if that's why they kind of give you that halfway period, because they don't want to give you too much money in a certain period of time. But in 3 months, if you're showing that increased revenue, then they do have options where they can get you additional funding.
Right. And
the halfway
and
mark is kind of just a rule of thumb.
I get it.
You know what I mean?
So what I'm hearing from you is that it all boils down to if I can prove that I have the cash to meet a new restructured, a renewed loan that's on
exactly.
the books right now.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
my question is on that is, mm-hmm. okay, sounds fair, but I don't want to get fleeced on just a 25% off interest rate at that stage. I'd prefer like a 50 or 75% interest rate off on the original one, or if I either pay it off early or I renew it into more cash where you guys make more money, that's fine for
so
you.
So the okay. renewal, if you did renew and
I'd
got...
I'd pay no interest on the initial,
you,
yeah.
Exactly. You waive 100% of the interest. That's in writing. We
right.
put that in writing. We put the 25% discount in writing. Those aren't things we can change, though. It's fixed across the board. It's in writing. We're flexible in terms of getting you funding earlier, increasing the loan amounts, that sort of thing, you know, in a few months. But I can't change the payoff discounts or that sort of thing. And I think 100%, waiving 100% of the fees is a nice incentive.
Yeah, that's to renew, though. I mean, that
yeah.
carries it through.
Yep.
But what if I just paid it off early? You're saying there's no chance of getting that 25% off up to 50% off.
No, it's not. So if you really thought you were going to pay it off early, like in 3 months, then you may want to do a shorter term, you know.
Yeah, but then I get penalized with the higher rate on a daily basis. I don't want that. So
yeah.
What
so
can you what can you do for me that, you know what I'm trying to do? I don't want to, I'd prefer to get a higher percentage off the remaining interest, but I want to
yeah.
keep my monthly not at a certain amount because, you know, frankly, it that 95 really becomes 85 in the first
well,
month because I'm paying you 10K, you know.
And it's a fine
it's not
line.
A balloon.
It's a fine line we walk because this is what I hear every day is that everyone wants the longest term with the lowest overall payback. They want the 12-month payment, but they want the 6-month rate, you know. And so we try and do our best to kind of meet you in the middle. And so I thought maybe the 9 months would be good because you're paying less overall. I think you save, let's see, on the 9 months, you save like $4,000 from doing the 12 month. But then you have to make sure that you're comfortable with that payment. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, and that's too much. I mean, that's an extra $150 a day. Which is
yeah, and we don't want to do that, but we do want to give you options.
Well, can you
so
go back
I can,
to people and see what you can do and give me your best option?
In terms of what? The 12 month?
Well, what are we looking at? You say you have flexibility in the weekly. You have
okay,
flexibility.
I'll ask about that.
Yeah. Okay. What else have you got?
Let me do this. I'm going to see if I can... I will see what I can do on the 12 month and see if I can bring it down slightly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll see if I can do the weekly.
Yeah,
and
where I'm at is I've got another option on the table that I'm not getting penalized so much on an early payoff. This is where I'm having the problem with, to be transparent with you. So, but I don't have the numbers worked out the way you have to know what actually the real dollar for dollar saving is. I haven't done that yet, but go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to let me see what I can do on those couple of items, and then I will either give you a call or shoot you an email here probably in the next 30 minutes. If that'll
great.
Work
Thank
for you.
You.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate
Bye.
Your time. Bye now.
No problem. Thanks.